Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's open lines. We already have a caller. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But before we get to our caller, I want to just call to your attention the Boston bombing on April the 15th. What really happened? And I'll tell you, I don't know what happened. But I know that they're lying to us. And basically, I know that they're lying to us because of a picture that I saw on that very first day. It was a devastating picture. It was a fellow who'd had both legs blown off, a young man sitting in a wheelchair, being wheeled certainly by a gentleman, a cowboy figure, who had a cowboy hat on, and he was actually holding a tourniquet on the left leg, which was a baloney amputation. And there below the stump of the baloney amputation was the tibia, a bloody tibia sitting there. And certainly, but the interesting thing is why the tourniquet wasn't applied. The tourniquet was just sort of underneath the leg holding it up. It wasn't stopping any flow of blood because there wasn't hardly flow of blood on that side. It looked like there was some blood on the right leg, which was taken off above the knee. But why would they take somebody who just had both legs blown off and put him into a wheelchair? He would have been in profound shock. And why weren't the tourniquets on both legs suddenly clamping off the blood supply? And when I saw that, I knew something was wrong. And then, of course, as you know, I was a trauma surgeon for many years. I was an orthopedic surgeon. And basically, I looked at that baloney amputation on the left side. And it was a well-healed baloney amputation, a stump. It's certainly the kind that I would have done. I did many, many times so people could wear prostheses. And there was no tear in the skin, no blood, no nothing at all. Just a bloody tibia sticking out of the end. It looked like it had been attached to the stump. Why would they do something like that? And then, of course, we're told this fellow's name was Jeff Bauman. Some people said he was actually a lieutenant who'd lost both legs in Afghanistan. He had a different name, but that gentleman had two above-knee amputations, not below-knee amputations, and this was definitely a below-knee amputation. And I puzzled over this for some time until recently, and you can get this on the Internet, you can see these pictures yourself, until basically Jeff Bauman, 19 days after losing both legs, why he was let out of the rehab hospital. How could that happen? It takes a long time after you've lost both legs to get the prostheses fitted and get strong enough and get the strength in your arms. But 19 days after the attack there at Boston, why this young man, Jeff Bauman, went to the Boston Bruins hockey game. And you can see pictures of him. Go up on the Internet and you can see pictures of him. He's waving a flag and he has two above-knee amputations. Above-knee amputation. Now, wait a minute. The Jeff Bauman we saw initially had a below-knee amputation, and this is an above-knee amputation. I puzzled over that. How could that be? Until I talked to a gentleman named Jim Fetzer, who will be a guest on our programs. Oh, he said he was wearing a prosthesis. They put a prosthesis on him. There are even pictures when the prosthesis accidentally fell off. So they put the prosthesis on to give you the idea that it was a fresh amputation. It wasn't. It was all contrived. Look at the pictures, ladies and gentlemen. Ask yourself, how could he possibly have had a BK amputation in the initial pictures, and now he has two AK amputations? We're being lied to at every turn. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, so you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Rick calling from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Rick. You had another question?
Other doctor, which he goes to on a regular basis, said that, you know, and like in the things, these type of medications can, like, mimic Parkinson's disease, and that can also, like, affect somebody like that, you know, where when they go to walk, you know, they have trouble walking and that, but it's not like a stutter step or anything like they would be. It's just that, you know, his legs don't want to move for him. Then once he gets moving, he's okay and everything like that. So, but I guess through time, we'll see if maybe that goes away or whatever.
How old is your brother, Rick?
62.
It's a tragic situation for our listeners out there. Rick had a brain injury, but it was Rick's brother had a brain injury many years ago. He's been incapacitated for many years and is on all sorts of medication. He's 62. There's not much you can do for him now except give him as little medication as you can, okay? The medications have complications. Most of them do. But certainly I sympathize with you. It must be a terrible, terrible burden.
Yeah, he just takes Zyprexa. That's the only one there, but he's not having no problems with that. Okay, doctor, I won't hold you up anymore. Thank you for taking my call.
Bye-bye. God bless you, Rick. And let's go to D, who's calling us from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, D is calling from Post Falls, Idaho. It's open line Wednesday, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. D, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I had a question. I've noticed recently that one David Stockman, which of course you realize was the former Ronald Reagan's director of OMB, Office of Management and Budget, and he's shopping a book lately, and he was on the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco last week. I found it very interesting. And then, lo and behold, you had Lindsay Williams on, and he was referencing David Stockman's warning about economic calamity. So my question is this. To what purpose would it serve the Brotherhood of Darkness in general, and the CFR in particular, and I seem to remember that David Stockman is a member of the latter, of the CFR, why would it serve their purposes for David Stockman to be warning of economic calamity right now?
Well, I don't know that David Stockman is a member of the CFR. He could be. I could be mistaken. Maybe somebody out there in the audience could look it up for us. But basically, I don't know why they would want to be warning us at this time. I mean, sometimes members of the CFR will write books because they make money by writing books. But basically, I think that they are concerned. I simply quoted, I think it was last night, an article in the latest Time magazine by Richard Haass, who is the president of the CFR, a member of the Trilateral Commission. And he writes certainly in this article in Time magazine, I think it's for the 12th of May, he says basically that our current economic situation is unsustainable. It could very well collapse. It could bring calamity, and we've got to stop putting all our money overseas. We've got to come home here, and we've got to consolidate America, and we have to preserve America. And this is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. So basically, I'm not sure that certainly that it is the policy of the CFR to warn about the danger of an economic collapse. I think they want us to think everything's going to be fine, and it's not going to be. I agree with Stockman. I've read excerpts of his book, and we are headed towards an economic collapse. The only thing that's keeping our economy going today is the fact that the Federal Reserve System is pouring $85 billion a month into our economy. $40 billion into the banks to stabilize them, and $45 billion into Treasury bonds simply because nobody else in the world wants to buy them. And so the Fed is buying, it said, it's estimated, about 70% of all the Treasury bonds are being bought by the Fed. And since they're only putting in $45 billion that we know of, they probably are giving money to other central banks or lending it to other central banks so that they can buy American Treasury bonds. But if they were to stop tomorrow, why, the day after that, this whole house of cards would come down. We're in real trouble, Steve.
Indeed. Well, my general take was that David was shopping the idea that we need to have more revenue for the welfare state and warfare state alike. He gets it right, I think, on the warfare state, by the way. I would highly commend that Commonwealth Club meeting. I believe it is up on the Internet. And he nails it exactly how futile our the last 10 years of our military adventurism has been overseas. I think that, you know, that we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. Certainly on a federal level. And I noted also that his wife is a member of pro-choice, one of the founding members of a pro-choice organization, which escapes me at the moment.
Would that be Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, of course, we've got real problems. But we need to pull our troops out of all of the rest of the world and let the rest of the world fend for itself. We want to defend America, but we're not defending America by having troops in 130 nations and now putting them into an additional 35 nations in Africa. We frankly cannot afford it. We're going bankrupt, certainly maintaining our world empire. And I think Richard Haass is exactly right. I think it's the most amazing article I've read because he sounds like he listens to Radio Liberty. Or maybe, and basically when we see the president of the Council on Foreign Relations saying this, well, we begin to realize there has to be another force out there that they are not able to control. And of course, I believe that there is this spiritual element you hear me talking about all the time. And I believe there are Luciferian elements that are going to try to destroy America. And I believe God is going to allow it to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, what form it's going to take. But I think we're in for some very real problems. And whether it's a matter of days or weeks or months or years, I don't know. But I will tell you, there's so many things happening at this time in history, with a new pope, certainly with what's going on over in Syria, with certainly the Israeli raid on Syria, a couple of raids within the last week. And you know very well they were done with America's permission, although Obama pretends he's against it. It's all play acting. I think we're on the verge of a major military conflict in the Middle East. And this could have disastrous effects because Iran has the ability to launch an EMP attack on America. And the fact that this is never mentioned by the controlled media makes me feel that this could very well be something that could totally disrupt America. Remember, one nuclear bomb detonated 300 miles over Omaha, Nebraska, could decimate our country literally overnight.
Yes, sir. I think I was wrong about that. I don't believe that Stockman's wife is Planned Parenthood. I think she was a founding member of Republican Women for Choice or something along those lines.
All right,
but
fine. Well, anyway.
Quite leftist.
Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I don't believe so, but God bless you and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us. Mike is calling us from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, it's open line Wednesday. Give us a call if you got a question or comment. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple things, Doc. Liberals, I guess, they think that they can just keep spending all the money and go everywhere, and they have no agenda. And, you know, you can't do 500 things with no money. I don't even know what Obama's plan is, got no idea what he's all about, or, you know, just I guess it's a great big secret. But I was wondering, last night I called and William was on there, and I wanted to know who got that Euro started. Where did that all come from? Whose baby was that? I'd really like to know.
Mike, the Euro certainly is an outgrowth of this desire for United States of Europe. The internationalists over there, and they worked through the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, but these people have been around for a long time. And basically, they look at the world and they say, look, there are problems in the world. We need a ruling elite. What we need to do, if we want to do away with war, we're going to have to certainly wage peace. And we wage peace by bring world peace by having a series of wars. And out of the horror of these wars will come peace. And so they've launched these wars. And basically, the Euro was the idea of a United States of Europe. And, of course, they sold it to the Europeans who didn't want to give up their sovereignty of the individual nations. They said, look, certainly the European Union has nothing to do with certainly losing your sovereignty, your national sovereignty. It just makes trade easier. It'll work more efficiently. They knew it wasn't true. They simply lied. And then, of course, they came up with the idea of the European currency. And they said, look, of course, this is just going to mean it'll be easier for you to buy things from other countries. But this doesn't mean that you're going to lose your national sovereignty or your identity. And because basically by putting in that European currency, well, of course, you have all these countries, each one with a different economy. In the past, of course, if a country got into economic problems, it could always devalue its currency. But when you're part of the European Union with the European currency, you can't do that, which is why they have 27% unemployment in Greece today. They have about 26% unemployment in Spain and 27% unemployment in Italy. All those countries are simply falling apart economically. Even France is going massive deficit spending. And the whole thing is going to collapse one of these days. I think there's going to be a war. That's a very convenient means of certainly of getting out of a problem. And then you destroy the value of the currency, but you blame the war. You never blame the politicians who got us into the mess. So basically, it's all based upon a lie. They lied to the public, and they're still lying to the public over there. We can only hope and pray that the whole thing will break apart. We're going to have to wait and see, because you have to understand that certainly there are certainly the biblical, the prophetic programs we've been told about, that there will be a United States of the world. There'll be a one world government. And certainly the European Union, the United States of Europe, is the first stepping stone along that way. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I think until we recognize the spiritual component of what's going on, we can't understand the rest of it. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, the military, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. They're over here right now tonight over here in Detroit, Michigan, in Flint. It's a war zone. Is to run around like a bunch of maniacs and allowed to do so. And we got a military over there with our nose in somebody. I don't understand how you were not taking care of our own business. And we,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do owe it to yourself. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Minute, Joe. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines here, and we have Joe calling from New Jersey, and he is simply talking about Sardi, Roy Masters. He thinks Roy, likes Roy. He thinks Roy has a wonderful message. Anything else you want to say, Joe, before we let you go?
Well, that's surprising to me that he would have said something like that, and I believe he probably did say it if you said it. All right, but here's the thing. I did hear him say, he did speak about Jesus Christ
and he was very revered about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's message.
Well, all right, fine. I'm glad to hear that. Well, maybe he's changed his message because I'm looking back maybe 20 years ago.
When did you hear this?
Probably about 20 years ago on a radio program.
Well, all right. So that people do change in time.
Yes, they very well have, and I really don't want to discuss him because I don't know. I haven't heard him in many years, but anyway, you keep us posted. Okay.
I have, Dr. Stan.
Okay. God bless you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Let's go to Jerry, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So let's go to Jerry. And Jerry, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. You're talking a little bit earlier about the Commonwealth Club, and they are part of a apex of power on the West, and especially California. Their leadership is interlocked with that of the Bohemian Club, and they are part, when you go to a outfit called California Forward, which is a formal part of Rockefeller's Common Cause, there are four or five different foundations together with the Commonwealth Club that funds California Forward. The California Forward is a ICLEI Pro Agenda 21 outfit that was co-chaired for a number of years by Leon Panetta before he was pulled back to Washington, D.C. for the CIA and Department of Defense. The present co-chair of California Forward comes from the San Francisco McKinsey & Company. McKinsey & Company is run by Dominic Barton, who's a Rhodes Scholar, he's a Rothschild consultant, and he's a member of the Bilderberger Society. And McKinsey & Company has 100 offices throughout the world. They have the most Rhodes Scholars and Marshall Scholars. That's George Marshall, George C. Marshall. And they brag on their own website that of the Fortune 500, they have 70 CEOs. And those CEOs include the Carlyle Group, AIG, Stanley Morgan, Facebook, IBM, American Express, Boeing. I could go on and on. But this California Forward is a very lethal organization that lobbies both the state legislature and in the county. And you'll be familiar with these two names that have worked for California Forward, and that would be Bruce McPherson and Fred Keeley. But they pick up politicians from the past and put them to work in their global goals by converting local representative government and push the regionalization, and they advocate all the time in streamlining government by getting rid of elective offices such as city clerk, city treasurer, and putting more authority in regional organizations such as AMBAG and SCAG, where the voter doesn't have a direct election. But when they brought up the Commonwealth Club and the fact that they have people mouthing American-sounding positions, I think they're probably that's part of their color, or their legend, in order for them to get away with the evil that they do. And I think the same is true maybe with Richard Haas, who writes an article that sounds so reasonable. And we've all experienced Ronald Reagan, who said so many great things, but he did the exact opposite for 13 years. He was on the letterhead of the United World Federalists. He put the first gun control laws in the state of California. He, by executive order in California, he started the regionalization together with Richard Lugar and Governor Rockefeller back east. Anyway, I'd be not comforted with what people are saying, but with what they're doing. And people need to use their own compass, and I really agree with you that they need to take care of themselves and their family, but they do need to get involved.
And I think you're absolutely right. I share your concern, certainly, about the Commonwealth Club. But basically, of course, there are so many of these organizations all across America, and they put on these very interesting speakers. But the thing is that the speakers never tell you the real story. They play this game, conservative, liberal, right, left, Republican, Democrat. It's sort of like what Rush Limbaugh does, you know, get behind the Republicans. But unfortunately, of course, they're all part and parcel of this same little club. They play a game. And until the American people understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces that control both sides. But there is a growing awareness, Gary. I'm really certainly encouraged to find out more and more people are listening to the Internet, reading the Internet, and certainly getting the truth, which was never available before. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, comment. It's open lines. We'd love to hear what you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I started out the program by talking about Jeff Bauman, the young man who supposedly lost both legs there bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing. The problem is that 19 days after he actually was initially injured after having been in the hospital there for a short period of time and then going to the Spalding Rehab Center, he's been discharged and he looks great. He's got two above-the-knee amputations, but the pictures we saw of him at the time of the bombing, it was a left-sided below-the-knee amputation. And basically, of course, when you've had a terrible injury such as he's had, it takes a long time to get over it. Psychologically, physically, you have to develop your upper body strength so that you can use crutches, so that you can begin to use artificial legs, and you can certainly walk with certainly two artificial legs. But of course, this boy's already been discharged after simply 19 days after the initial trauma. Of course, I've tried to call the Spalding Rehab Center on three occasions. And of course, I've tried to talk to the fellow there in charge of the press. And he always says, now, if you're on the media and you certainly have a deadline, give us a call. We keep calling and leaving a number, and we never get a call back. And the only reason I could think of that is because the last thing they want is for the media to know that this whole picture, this picture that was implanted in our minds, and there was articles in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal about the Jeff Bauman who lost both legs there. This is all fraudulent. And if that is fraudulent, then what else is fraudulent? And quite frankly, we don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But if they had this whole thing contrived, and I believe that this young man was an actor, I believe it had certainly his legs blown off. Probably he was the lieutenant from Afghanistan. But if that happened, then they knew what was going to happen. They knew there was going to be certainly an attack. And they allowed it to happen. And that is unconscionable because obviously there were a lot of people who were injured. And how many really died? Did three die? How many lost their legs? I don't know. Well, what I do know is we cannot believe anything you read in the newspaper, anything you see on television, because I've seen several television interviews with Jeff Bauman. I'm not even sure that's his name. So if you have a question or comment about that or anything else, let us know. What do we know? Well, of course, there's some things coming out. First of all, these two young boys who have been, they're called Sarnev. That's the last name, Sarnev. And basically their uncle, who you've probably seen on television being very critical of them. Oh, you're not reading, but of course, if you read Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, you'll find that the uncle had been married for 5 years to the daughter of one of the leaders of the Central Intelligence Agency, and that he had actually gone over into one of the Russian satellite countries over there and supported the anti-government forces there and then allowed to come back to the United States after engaging in subversive activities over there. And then, of course, the older of the two brothers was able to go over and live in Chechnya for 6 months. With no apparent source of income. He didn't have a job. He spent his time as an amateur boxer, but then he takes off for 6 months. It's expensive to take a plane trip over to Chechnya and then to come back again. He lives there for 6 months. No apparent source of income. Where is he getting his money from? Nobody wants to ask these questions. Because, of course, nobody wants to question that what we saw was true, and yet what we saw wasn't true. And what I've told you about Jeff Bauman and the BK amputation and the picture you saw showed a well-healed below-knee amputation stump. There is no and you can get these. They're taking them down as rapidly as they can off the Internet, but you can probably get that. Go and look at that amputation. There's no tear in the tissues. There's no blood on it. The only blood is on this tibia that's supposedly sticking out of the end of the stump. And believe me, having worked for almost 50 years in medicine, I never saw anything that looked like that. That was a totally staged situation. If that was staged, what else was staged? Well, it's Open Line Wednesday. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, but of course, that takes us back to the what happened to the World Trade Center. And we have a wonderful DVD. You must get it. It's called Operation Terror. Has the story of what really happened on September 11th, 2001. And basically, of course, it's a fictionalized story, but there's not one thing in there that I don't believe is true. And basically, they killed those people. They killed almost 3,000 people. Why? Because they wanted to get us into a war with Afghanistan and Iraq and control the oil in Iraq and pipeline across Afghanistan. The American people didn't want to go to war, and so they had needed an incident. And they created an incident. It was as phony as a $3 bill, but they had to kill 3,000 people to do it. All you need to do is watch Building 7 go down, go up on the Internet, type in Building 7 collapse, watch it, see how the center of the roof caves in. That's what you do. What if it's to control demolition because you want the walls to fall in, and then they destroy the base of the building. In fact, you can even see certainly where I think Silverstein, or whoever it was who had the lease, actually says, well, I told them to pull the building. I told them to pull the building. What does he mean to build it? Pull a building number 7. What it means to take it down. You don't simply, however, get explosives into a building simply overnight. It takes a long time. That building was a controlled demolition. And then watch the twin towers come down and see how the tops of the buildings simply dissolve before the rest of the building collapses. This is controlled demolition, ladies and gentlemen. And if they'd kill those 3,000, almost 3,000 Americans, they intended to kill almost 6,000. They kept telling the people in Morgan Stanley in the South Tower, don't get up, don't get off and leave. Yes, there's certainly a fire in the North Tower, but don't evacuate your positions. And the man who was in charge of security ran up and down the aisles on two floors, saying, get out, we're under attack. He got 24 or 2,500 Morgan Stanley employees out, and they would have been killed at that. They intended to kill them all. And if they would do that, do you think they would really be worried about your life or the life of your family or your children? We're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to get the truth out about what happened on September 11, 2001. And one of the best sources of information, Operation Terror, it's fictionalized, but it's absolutely true. And then, of course, we carry both of the DVDs put out by Richard Gage. We suggest you go to those. It's open line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you may not like to think about this, ladies and gentlemen, but if we don't get people concerned and taking a stand now, they're going to destroy this country. And basically, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country, but these people are in the process of taking us into a war over there in the Middle East with Syria and with Iran. And because remember, one EMP bomb over Omaha, Nebraska, would take America back into the 1800s and certainly would actually result in the deaths of somewhere between 200 and 250 or 260 million Americans in 6 to 12 months. This is not imaginary. This is a very real threat. Hi, Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Durand, Michigan. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Do you think Alex Jones barking in the night there forestalled a setup for domestic terrorism back on the April 19th weekend? It looked to me like, April 19th coming up, they're going to go after militias or something, and then they turned it around, and right at the last moment, there are a couple of Chechens. Do you think Alex Jones and others who were warning, barking, saying they're going to blame us, stopped it from happening?
I think there is a growing awareness in the American people. I think Alex is doing a wonderful job, and I think Joyce is doing a wonderful job, and Noah Hutchings is doing a wonderful job, and Sean Loeffler is doing a wonderful job, and Pastor Butch Paw and all the people on the front lines of this battle are awakening the American people, but I really believe that you're right, that Alex is doing probably the most outstanding job, and I certainly congratulate him for what he's doing. I think that people are listening, people who never before would have even given consideration to the idea of a conspiracy, are beginning to realize that there is certainly an organized effort out there now to destroy and disrupt our nation.
Yeah,
does that answer your question?
Yeah, the establishment conservatives really make funny. You know,
Of course they would. They can't admit what he's doing is true. But remember, the media is controlled. These people are paid very well to lie to the American people. And I've even had people in the media tell me that when you work for the media, you do not dare to tell the truth. That's what it's really
about. I had a question I've been wanting to ask for a long time. How much credence do you put in the DEBCA file?
I think the DEBCA file is probably about 80% of it's correct, and the other 20% is disinformation. I think DEBCA is certainly staged to give us false information, so do not put any confidence in what they say. Part of it's true, but a large part of it, a significant part of it, is not. DEBCA.
I know Rick Wild there on shortwave. He comes on before you do on shortwave in the evening here. I think it's afternoon where you are. He's always quoting DEBCA file, like those two boys, the Tsarnaevs, were actually working for some NGO that McCain was supporting. That's why McCain wanted to throw him quick down into Guantanamo, that he was hell-bent on overthrowing Putin. Then I heard another one yesterday that Putin called Netanyahu when he struck Syria, or the western part of Damascus, and told him, don't do that again or there'll be dire consequences. Now, both of those were from Debka files.
And I wouldn't put any credence in either one of them. They could be true, they could not be, but I don't trust them. Okay, I'm going to have to run because I've got a full board, but thanks so much for calling, Bruce. And let's go to, we've got Harvey calling from Florida. Hi, Harvey, how are we doing? You have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, how are you doing here tonight?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. I just turned in a little while ago. You were talking about 9/11. And in that crime, like in most crimes, you should be looking for who stands to gain. How much money have these thieves, if you remember correctly, that the Bush family bought into all the military contractors shortly before these wars started? Him and all his partners. And Homeland Security apparatus, which was owned in part by all the people in the Bush Jr. administration. How many billions and trillions and billions have these thieves stolen on the backs of those murders?
You're absolutely right, Harvey, but there's much more to it than simply profit. If it was simply profit, we could understand it, but basically behind everything are powerful spiritual forces moving us towards the climax of history. So you're absolutely right. I'm sure the Bush family has made fabulous amounts of money, just as Prescott Bush, the grandfather, made a tremendous amount of money when he was with Brown Brothers Harriman, financing the Nazis all during World War II. But behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that energize these wicked and evil people. God bless you, and anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
We must bring them to justice, Dr. Stan.
Amen to that. I will echo that and second that. And our job is to get people to think. And please encourage people to listen to our programs and try to get people talking and looking at things objectively. And just go to our website, and certainly they can listen to our programs. They can read our newsletters. And hopefully we'll convince them they've got to join us in this epic struggle. Okay?
Thank you, Stan.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Peggy, who's calling us from Portland, Oregon. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Peggy, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I have a couple of things, and that is some information on the lady that was the dance instructor who lost her foot. A little about her, if possible. She didn't seem to be too injured or really upset about it.
Peggy, are you talking about the woman who lost her foot at the marathon bombing there in Boston?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, exactly.
All right, fine. Well, basically, I share your concern. I've seen these people interviewed on television, and their emotional response is not what I would anticipate. And I think that we just do not know what's going on because we're being controlled. They control the media. They control certainly television and radio. We have a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly. It points out that between 90 and 95% of the major outlets are controlled. But thank God for the Internet. Thank God for alternative radio. People are getting the truth.
That's right.
Anything else? Go ahead, Peggy.
There was a case coming up that day against the Bush family, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Obama concerning 95 counts of treason.
Well, all we can do is just keep trying to get people to understand and try to get people into Congress and try to get the people in Congress who will have the courage to speak out. God bless you. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Thank you. I thank you so much. We listen when we can, as much as we can, Dr. Stan, and we're with you.
God bless, and thanks very much. That was Peggy calling from Portland, Oregon, and let's go to Tony in Live Oak. Hi, Tony. Question or comment?
Yes, hi. I was standing right behind you, or right in front of you, when we were at a city council meeting years ago. You held had a 2-foot diameter reel of film. Do you recall that?
I really don't. But
okay. Anyway, I called because I have something that's complementary to what you've been talking about tonight. The fact that the Building 7 went down, it also went down 20 minutes after a BBC reporter with the Building 7 standing behind her announced the falling of it. And then Larry Silverman, or whatever his name was, it was two weeks afterward that he said, we have to pull Building 7. So he wasn't in the loop, but he was the owner of the place. But as far as the man injured at the Boston Marathon, I think I lost a friend, even though he was a medic in the Army. He believed that man was really injured, even though he knows from experience that he would have bled out in 2 minutes. The man apparently not only survived, but he was comforting other victims.
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you one thing. It is so hard sometimes for people to see these things and really believe it. And I don't argue with people. I just play the facts out and just pray that they will.
This man is a famous author of 4 books about his Indian heritage.
Hold that thought.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do unto yourself. Being free of disease is real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're just about out of time. This is the time when we need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we can certainly use your help. It's just a very expensive proposition, maintaining our network of over 50 outlets every single week. But we are reaching people all throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you can, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. And if you're not in a position to join and to help us financially, we would ask that you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because certainly that is certainly by far our best weapon. We've got a quick call from Jeff here. I guess Jeff in Salt Lake City. Jeff, are you there?
Oh, yeah. How are you today? Oh,
fine. We're just about out of time. Do you have a quick question?
Well, all of a sudden my brain quit on me. The name doesn't that I was going to ask you about, but it escapes me. But the guy was came out and he had actually written a book on Chick Publications about the Illuminati and claimed that he was like in the Council of the 13. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
Well, I have read books by people who claim that they've been part of the covert plan, which will take you into the background of suddenly this plan for mass genocide, where they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to get the syllabus that goes with the Agenda 21, the covert plan talk, because, of course, we give you their documentation and their statements. And so it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's very difficult for the average individual to really believe that there would be people out there who want to kill off literally billions of people and have already accomplished it, but it's true. We have another talk. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. It's a 4-CD set. Pardon me, it is a DVD. We have certainly a 4-CD set on population control. But we have certainly CD sets on so many important issues. Certainly we have certainly a 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. That was the American certainly intelligence gathering ship that was attacked by the Israeli pilots in 1967. Of course, they would have sunk it. The order was to kill everybody on board. The Israeli pilots refused to drop their bombs on the ship. They bombed adjacent to the ship. And basically, I think we lost 35 men, 100 or so were wounded. But of course, the ship survived. And this is interviews with the people who were on the ship. They wanted to kill them all. President Johnson wanted to kill them all, so we would have an excuse to go to war with Egypt at the time. It's a 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. They killed Bobby Kennedy. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King, including interviews certainly with the lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family. All of this information is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get that DVD on Operation Terror, the truth about what happened on September 11th. Operation Terror. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, of course, we're going to be talking about Obama's agenda through 2020. And our guest, of course, is Chris Alexander. Hi, Chris. How are we doing?
Fine, sir. And I'm honored to be on your show, Dr. Stan.
Well, we're really pleased to have you with us. And basically, since I don't think we've talked before, why don't you tell our listeners and me just a little bit about yourself and your concern about President Obama and his agenda to destroy America?
Well, I can go back. I'll have to take you back to my high school years. After I got out of high school, I went in the Marine Corps, volunteered for 4 years, volunteered to go to Vietnam. After that experience, I went to college and endeavored to major in psychology, minor in sociology, not really paying too much attention to the political landscape, but yet things had happened that made me aware of that. And for example, in 1995, Obama, he started up the Chicago New Party, which was a total communist organization. And there's been some other things that have gone after that. Even his book that he wrote in 2006 called The Audacity of Hope. And on page 261, he says, "I will stay with the Muslims should the political wind shift." So that made me focus more on him. So actually, he has a lot of counterparts that work with him, and that's what I wanted to focus in on. But I wanted to let your audience know, Dr. Stan, that the events that I have in my books, there's quite a few of them that are paralleled with scriptures. For example, in chapter 24, I dedicated the whole chapter to Psalm 36, 1 through 4, and I thought this is very, very pertinent. Because of the fact that this describes Obama and all of his associations. And I can preempt this by telling you that in the corporate world, people have a tendency when they hire for certain positions, they hire in their own self-image. So Obama said one time before, "Show me who you walk with and I'll show you who you are." So I would like to walk people through to show the face of Obama, who he actually is. But before I do that, I'd like to say that a lot of his associations and Obama himself, they have what I call a translucent personality. It's kind of like a frosted shower door that you look on the outside and you can't see anything else. But if you were to get into the core of the door, you would start to understand that the character of the people involved. So getting on the other side from the core, then you see what they're really like. And a lot of politicians have that translucent personality when they have an agenda that they want to hide. So, therefore, what we need to take a look at, and we will in the short term, is Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and a person by the name of John Esposito, who's a professor at Georgetown University, and how they're all connected. Because they're all connected, believe me.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment or two. Our guest is Chris Alexander. He's written a book, Obama's Agenda Through 2020. Obama's Agenda Through 2020. We'll be back in just a moment. But if you begin analyzing what's going on, and Chris certainly is an observer, he's very concerned about what's going on. And everybody in America should be concerned about what's going on because, of course, it would be terrible to lose America. And yet, of course, there's no instance in all history where a nation is turned against God, but God has not eventually withdrawn his support and protection for that nation, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. Go right ahead, Chris.
Okay, so pick it up from here.
Go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So what we're looking at, I talked about the corporate structure and how people hire their own self-image. So Obama's hired a lot of czars that have communist backgrounds, like Gary Simone. His parents were about communists. He claims he's not a communist anymore. But there are a lot of other troublesome people that are associated not with just with communism, but with Islam. They've been converts of Americans, like John Brennan, who was the terrorism czar, which his only policy was that he wanted to ban the U.S. military. Now, it sounds like I'm making all this up, but I'm not. These are actual quotes from these people that shows you the miscreants that Obama's associated with. But let's look at
Well, now, basically, you have these quotes in the books. What are some of the quotes that you're referring to?
Well, for example, what I just had said, that the policy of John Brennan was, and his only policy, he wants to ban the U.S. military. You look at all the other people that Obama assigned to specific czar positions. He said before that he would not hire anybody. This is in Executive Order 13490. And Section 6, he says, of the 13490, he said that he would not hire anybody who didn't have the expertise, didn't have the affiliation with their particular position. Well, unfortunately, none of them had any experience in the positions that he put them into. But what Psalm 36:1-4 says, and if I may read that, it says, transgression speaks to the wicked deep in their hearts. There is no fear of God before their eyes. For they flatter themselves in their own eyes that their inequity cannot be found out and hated. The words of their mouths are mischief and deceit. They have ceased to act wisely and do good. They plot mischief while on their beds. They are set on a way that is not good. They do not reject evil. I think that pretty much sums up what we're faced with. So it just appears that when we look at Obama and everything that he stands for, if you look at his executive orders, if you look at the people he's associated with, the speeches he's made, for example, one of the speeches that was the most troublesome to me was January the 18th, 2010, when he was in Cairo, Egypt. He was on a show called Roundtable, which was on Nile TV. He had said, and I quote, he said, I swear I am a Muslim. He said, my father was a Muslim. My stepfather was a Muslim. My half-brother is a Muslim.
Hold that thought, and hold that thought. We'll be right back. And basically, of course, our guest is Chris Alexander. His book, Obama's Agenda Through 2020. Obama's Agenda Through 2020. And Chris, of course, is simply pointing out suddenly the things in the Bible that should make us very, very concerned about Barack Obama's presidency. He was simply quoting from a statement that suddenly Obama had made, and suddenly where he had actually, on Egyptian television, had said that he was a Muslim, talked about how his father was a Muslim and his relatives were Muslims. And suddenly I have no question that that is true. In fact, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, go to the section on other videos on the web, and basically go down to the very bottom of that page and start up, and you'll see an interview with Obama where you'll actually hear him on American television being interviewed. And this is in 2008, before he's been elected president. And he's saying, you know, I'm really so glad that Senator McCain has not made an issue of my Muslim faith. And the fellow is suddenly questioning him and says, you mean your Christian faith, your Christian faith? And Obama says, oh, yes, he hasn't made an issue of my Christian faith. Well, why would McCain make an issue of his Christian faith? Of course, he was glad McCain hadn't made an issue of his Muslim faith. But, of course, he suddenly realized that he shouldn't be making that statement or would have cost him the election. So he simply lied about his Muslim faith. Go right ahead, Chris.
Well, the back part of that I didn't state, after he said, my half-brother is a Muslim, and this is the key part, he said, I am loyal to the Muslim agenda. Now, I think everybody knows what that is. If you don't, let me tell you. Destroy Christianity, destroy America, destroy Israel. So he's done a job of trying to do that, and he's He's not stupid, but he adheres to this passion that he has, of which I have labeled a false truth, backward thinking. I've kind of been able to figure out what he was going to do next, and it's based on some of the things that he's done before, his speeches, the people he appointed, and so forth and so on. But also, I don't look at events as much as I look at the character of the person. I coined a phrase a long time ago. It's called, character is the signpost of the road people travel. If you understand their character, it's not a guessing game what they will do in the future. So where we go from there is we look at...
What do you think that Obama is going to do in the future? What do you think he's going to do as far as this issue over in the Middle East now between suddenly Israel and Syria? Is this going to get something suddenly much larger? Is there going to be a major conflict over there? Or will this simply be a little rumble? What are your thoughts?
Well, from my research and the insight that I've been able to obtain, what the Lord has given me, it appears that Obama is supplying the rebels. I mean, I use that term in quotation marks. The rebels with weapons, just as he was giving a lot of equipment of airplanes, tanks, Abrams tanks, and all kinds of things to Egypt when he knew the Muslim Brotherhood would eventually take it over. He did that after they took it over, but before they took it over, he gave $1.5 billion to help them along their cause, and he claimed, not knowing who was going to take over the government, he just wanted to make it a level playing field and assist them to show the generosity of the American people, something along those lines. I'm just adding to that because of the fact that this is the way the guy thinks. He will say one thing, and he'll do something else, but the thing that he does, he will cover in a specific action. For example, when he went over to Saudi Arabia, he bowed before King Abdullah bin Abdullah Aziz al-Saud, and he had reason to bow before him. So, as you said earlier in the show, for every story, there's a backstory, okay?
I think it's important, though, to bring out the reason that he had to bow before the king of Saudi Arabia, because the Muslim faith is centered in Saudi Arabia, and Muslims bow before the leader of the Muslim faith. Now, President Obama has said, I did not bow when I certainly met the head of Saudi Arabia. Well, you can actually see the DVD on my, or the video on my screen there. It's just very, very close there to the bottom of the page. There were the other videos on the web, and you'll actually see Barack Hussein Obama bending almost 90 degrees down before the King of Saudi Arabia, which, of course, is demeaning to the office of the President of the United States. But what it in essence says is that I, Barack Obama, demean the United States and submit it to the authority of Saudi Arabia. I am the President, and I'm doing this, and you can actually see that on the screen with your own eyes. It's not made up. It happened. And the fact that they've denied it realizes they understand the significance. They just don't want you to understand the significance. Go right ahead, Chris.
Well, the reason why he did that wasn't just because he is a Muslim and he wanted to show his respect. As he said in a speech in Cairo, he said, I have known Islam on three continents. That's the experience that guides my conviction. So whatever guides your conviction, set your agenda. And I'll explain this agenda later on. But so to cover his action with King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz al-Saud, he also bowed to the Japanese emperor, and he also bowed to the mayor of Palm Beach, Florida. This was all to cover his action with King Abdullah because of the fact King Abdullah is part and parcel to an organization of which Sulaiman Abdulaziz al-Raji, Abdullah Saleh Kamel, who's worth $5.3 billion, he controls... Kamel controls the Barak group, which is the Islamic Al-Baraka, which is the Islamic banking center, and also he's tied into an organization called the Arab Thought Foundation out of Beirut, Lebanon, which has 12 people on board, which are every single one are terrorists. The Arab Thought Foundation is also tied into the International Institute of Islamic Thought. Again, there are several terrorists on that board. So Obama was bowing to him because there was a financial hook in this whole thing, Dr. Stan. And I've proven in my research that the group that has 20 Saudi billionaires in them, and I named several of them before, this group is called the Golden Chain. They were started in Herndon, Virginia, many years ago. And this is the group that gets the money, billions of dollars, and Obama was financed by them to the tune of $200 billion. When everybody was saying they didn't know where he got his money, I knew because I did the research. See, there's an individual by the name of Don Warden. He was an American. He's also a Muslim. He has a university. His Islamic name is Khalid al-Mansur. He has a university in Baghdad. He's very close to the king. He was the advisor. He's the one that got the money to Obama. So it's all seems like what you're looking at is something that's ancillary. It's not, because this is all tied in. Every one of Obama's friends, he has friends called by the name of Hani Sakura, who is one of the head of the North American Muslim Brotherhood. He also has Ali Abu Nima, who's the head of the Arab American Action Network in Chicago, Illinois. Ali Abu Nima was writing articles very disparaging and very anti-Semitic about Israel. So what did Obama say to him at 2008 during the election? He said, keep up the good work. So there's a track record on Obama all the way down the line as to what he's doing. So his agenda is not really hard to figure out. His agenda is he will probably try to run for a third term in 2016. And the people that are going to
well,
be...
Well, no, he can't run for a third term, Chris, because we have a constitutional amendment that says you cannot do that, and they would have to repeal that constitutional amendment.
I understand
and
that.
And so basically that is extremely difficult to do, and certainly I can only think of one of the constitutional amendments that's ever been repealed. That was the one on prohibition, and I don't think there's time to do it. They have to get not only certainly the Senate and the Congress, then they have to get all of the states to go along with it. But anyway, let's go right ahead.
Well, I hope you're right, Dr. Stan, on that. I'm not doubting you, but I'm just saying that Roosevelt did. He ran for a third term.
I know, but they didn't have an amendment that kept him from doing it.
Right.
Go right ahead. But before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book?
Okay. The books are available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kindle. The second book, Two Truths, Two Justices. The first book is Truth, Political Answer, Dangerous Times Ahead. It was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you repeat that slowly? What is the title?
Truth, the Political Answer, Dangerous Times Ahead. This talks about the financial terrorism, all the groups that are assisting in our country to get money for radical causes and for terrorism. The second book is what we're discussing now, Two Truths, Two Justices, exposes all his Islamic friends. And
Two Truths, Two Justices, right? Go right ahead.
Yeah. So it's available at abebooks.com, 25,000 bookstores across the nation, and virtually it's available on any all over the world, actually. And I know my information is correct, absolutely, because 4 months after my first book was published, I got a death threat, which is called a fatwa, from Faisal Abdul Muhammad. I've got five more since then, which only spurs me ahead to try to let the American public know the truth and what is actually going on. But Obama never has complied to our Constitution. He had a friend in by the name of Jose Serrano, who's a Democrat in New York. This guy had a bill that he wrote, H.A.R. 5, and he subsequently had it was turned down, and it was to destroy the 22nd Amendment. So what happened this year? He wrote another bill doing the same thing, and this was called H.J.R. 15. So he has friends who are going to try to help him get in, and there's a gentleman by the name of Aga Saeed that's the head of the American Muslim Alliance and the American Muslim Task Force, of which I can explain as to what their tie-in to Obama actually is.
All right, fine. Well, hang on to that thought. Our guest, of course, is Chris Alexander. Two Truths, Two Justices. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. Chris, go right ahead.
As we were talking about before, the I should actually back up a little bit and explain why I called the book Two Truths, Two Justices, because people were saying to themselves, there's only one truth, okay? But there are two truths, two justices, because for every truth, there's a consequence, for every consequence, there's a justice. The people that house one form of truth are what I call the false truth backward thinkers. They think in terms, and this includes the liberals, that they think in terms of social justice, which they don't have to be concerned about that because that's within our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But they're concerned about that. They're concerned about all the things that would take away from the greatness and the beauty of our country. The other side of the truth are the conservative people, the Christians, the people that want to stand for their oaths and for the Constitution. So therefore, you have the two truths and the two justices. So does that make sense to you?
Certainly does. Go right ahead.
Okay, so we talked about Aga Saeed, who is the head of the American Muslim Alliance. This individual has a very powerful group that helps promote Muslims in political favor in the state, the local state, and the federal government. He got Larry Ellison in as well as Larry Shaw, who is one of the speakers for CAIR, C-A-I-R. So that being the case, Saeed said that he wants a Muslim president by 2020. So he has a lot of Muslim charities, Muslim advocacy, the National Association of Muslim Lawyers, headed up by Mohammed Fadel. All these people are trying to push, not just to get Sharia law in our country, but also they want to, they actually want to take our country over, is what it is. So what would happen for Aga Saeed to make this come about? Well, he wants a Muslim president by 2020. Okay, so what would happen? What would have to happen is the government would have to be supplemented with, in an esoteric form, to put a lot of devout Muslims in key positions in our government. The second thing is that they would have to have an overriding majority of votes for by Muslims. Well, let's look at the first thing again. Let's address that. If this is the case, you can look at Obama's appointees in federal government. He has appointed so many people that are devout Muslims in key positions that they could, in effect, take over our federal government. It may sound a little bit outrageous, but look at Obama, what he's done so far. Everything he's done has been outrageous. So the second...
Now, Chris, do you list all of these people in your book, Two Truths, Two Justices, so people can see the names of the people that Obama has appointed to high office who actually are Muslims and would follow the Muslim agenda?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, Rashid Hussein, who happened to be the White House counsel, was very good friends with Samar al-Aryan, who was a terrorist. He tried to defend him and saying, well, it's just a witch hunt. It's discrimination. It's prejudice against the Muslim people. But then what happened was that...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris is trying to warn the American people that there is a real drive to bring the Sharia law to America and eventually to have a Muslim and openly Muslim president. He's talking about possibility of having this happen by 2020, and basically he's pointing out that Barack Hussein Obama has appointed openly Muslim people to key positions in his government, and you're not reading about this at all in the media. If this is true, you'd think that there'd be all sorts of information, but there's not. In fact, what you're never hearing is that Hillary Clinton's closest advisor is a Muslim. Hillary Clinton's closest advisor is a Muslim who comes from a Muslim terrorist family and not a word about it in the controlled media, or a word about all of the Muslims that Barack Obama has appointed to key positions in our government. We have several congressmen now who actually are Muslims. Go right ahead with your story, Chris.
Well, we've left off with Samar Al-Aryan and Rashid Hussein, who was trying to defend him, but guess what? Al-Aryan pleaded guilty to all the charges and was sent to federal lockup for 57 months. The other individual controls our international import of food product. His name is Islam A. Sidikul, and he had a questionable background. He used to work for Monsanto Laboratories. There's so many people that I could name. Let's take a look at Homeland Security. Everybody talks about Napolitano. She is nothing more than a figurehead for that organization. September the 5th of 2009, Obama appointed Kareem Chapa and Arif Ali Khan, and later he appointed David Hyman as their secretary, all devout Muslims, every one of them. These people, when you saw the aggressive pat-downs that were done, they were done after the time that they were appointed. They were appointed to the Homeland Security Advisory Council that sets all the policy for Homeland Security. And it goes on and on like that. And, yes, I do have the names of the people in the book. There's a lot of them, probably not enough to get all the explanation that we need to in one show. But also, I mentioned Aga Saeed. He also has another group that he heads up. It's called the American Muslim Task Force. Now, these are the soldiering people, the soldiering group, the fighters. So he heads them up also. And also, we were looking at the other people that are involved in this thing. It just goes on with a person by the name of Al-Wali Bin Tala that had purchased a lot of stock in Twitter, Bloomberg. He owns part of the Fremont Hotel, part of Four Seasons Hotel, part of Bridgestone. He has an import-export company for Audi, Lamborghini, and VWs. He also is the only one with a 747 in the air with every amenity. He went to the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and majored with a master's degree in business administration. He is part of that group that I mentioned, the Golden Chain. So when we look at everything in perspective, we're seeing, again, for a lot of the executive orders, there's one that comes to mind, 13498. Now, 13498 was an executive order that had to do with the U.S. Commissioner on International Religious Freedom. He brought Imam Talib in for that specific purpose, and he knew at the time that that Imam Eid was for jihad. He was also for the Muslim World League, of which he admitted. So Obama knew, and he knows, what people to appoint to be able to get a factor of destruction with our government. And a lot of people don't want to hear these things. I know it's disappointing, but the conservative Christian people, we will win. There's a lot of reasons for it, and I can get into that at a little bit later. So what we're looking at is a tie-in that I mentioned to Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and John Esposito. Obama knows John Esposito very well because John Esposito, professor at Georgetown University, he is a UN ambassador for an organization called the Alliance for Civilizations. He speaks fluent Arabic, and he has a tendency to have people in a center at the university to give lectures on Islam, including Tariq Ramadan, who was the great-grandson of Hassan that started the Muslim Brotherhood. Incidentally, that center was financed. It's called the Al-Wali Bin Tala Center for Muslim and Christian Understanding. It was financed with every bit of Muslim Brotherhood money. So we can see a parallel. As I mentioned, Al-Wali Bin Tala, the Center for Muslim and Christian Understanding, he's a terrorist. It has a center named after him. But the thing about Alliance for Civilization is that...
Hold that thought.
While a storm flies.
gather far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Go right ahead, Chris.
As we talked about before, we were mentioning Olivia Bintala, we're mentioning the John Esposito that is the UN ambassador for international civilizations. Incidentally, it's an Islamic supremacist group, and Obama joined it May 12th of 2010. I have all the documentation on that. And so anything I say, I can prove, and I have to be ready to do that for obvious reasons. So that being the case, we're looking at other tie-ins of terrorists, of named people in our political system. And I have said that Obama is guilty, and he has violated probably around of research I did, it took me 7 months, of 70 United States Code titles. Those are laws of our country. He's violated 70 of them. And the one that is most prevalent is the United States Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 115, which involves Section 2381 to 2390, excluding 2382, which is imprisonment. But he has partners in that. The participants are Hillary Clinton and John Esposito, obviously, and Bill Clinton. And the reason why is a lot of the Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they have friends that are terrorists as well. And Obama is deeply rooted in this type of these types of people. As what he did this year, he unfroze the assets that were frozen in 2002 for Hatem El Hadi's group called Kind Hearts. It was a Muslim charity out of Ohio. That was in 2002 during the Holy Land Foundation trial. But also during that time, there's a group called the OIC, which is the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation. And this is headed up by, yes, another terrorist sounding names for these organizations. But the person that heads up the OIC is Vikmelidon Isinoglu. So what Obama did was he unfroze her assets this year.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Chris Alexander. We're talking about his books, and specifically his book, The Two Truths, Two Justices, talking about the very well-organized effort to bring real states. Go right ahead.
Well, that are made two political figures. One and Omar, the other one. Now, these two held fundraisers for Hillary Clinton in 2006 and 2007. So there's another person involved with them and with Hillary, and this person's name is Yasin Qaidi. Yasin Qaidi is one of the financiers of Al-Qaeda. So what we're looking at is a long-term relationship. Bill Clinton, same with him. He has the Bill Clinton Library. He was given money for his library from Farshan Shahidi. Farhan Shahidi is the person that had a group called Alvari, or Alavi, excuse me, Alavi. This was a Muslim charity, again, that was connected to Melli Bank. Melli Bank is the front for the Iranian nuclear program, which is tied into ASA Corporation. I know it seems like I'm going kind of quickly over this, but you need to see the connections, and if you don't remember the names, you try to remember the people and the fact that they are connected and have been proven to be connected to terrorists. So Bill Clinton got quite a bit of money from Farhan Shahidi, and Farhan Shahidi was convicted on terrorism charges for laundering laundering money and obstruction of justice when he tried to hide the information regarding Melli Bank, to where he destroyed some documents. So all these people have this connection, this atmosphere. And when Obama, I think it's important to notice this, during his election, he had what was called the Middle East Advisory Council. Now, that council was comprised of Muslims. Now, why you're running for office in 2008 for a presidency and you need a Middle East Advisory Council, that leaves a lot to the imagination. And one of the people on that council had to resign because he was found out. His name was Bob Malley. He went to the Michigan University. He was tied into the Muslim Brotherhood on four different organizations. So he left, and then they proceeded to go on with the campaign. Also, during that time, there was a person by the name of Jihad Saleh Williams. He's also known as Jihad F. Saleh. It's not surprising. Almost all the Muslims that are involved in disruption and terrorism, they all have names, probably around anywhere between 2 to 10 names of, also known as, is to hide identities when they need to fall in or disguise themselves in some way. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, we're looking at a president that really does want to destroy this country, and his agenda, as he has said, words from his own mouth, that he is loyal to the Muslim agenda. So therefore, what we can look forward to is someone that wants to use tyranny to try to intimidate the people, like he's trying to do with 14 governors now, including Governor Pawlenty as well as Rick Perry. He's issued national security letters to them. These governors are instrumental in spearheading a program where they want to have self-defense organizations comprised of military personnel in their states in case something happens. Well, Obama sent national security letters to them saying that if you don't remove those people, then I will charge you with treason. And I think that is the first element, excluding Obamacare, of showing that he is really a dictator and has tyranny in his heart for this country. So,
well, I think, Chris, he can accuse him of treason, but he's got to be able to prove this in a court of law. He can't just say, you're treasonous because you don't go along with my agenda. And I really think there's increasing opposition to Obama. I think that his popularity is way below 50%. I think more and more people are very, very concerned about the mess he's making out of things. What are your thoughts?
Well, of course. I mean, they aren't going to report the real numbers. You know that because the press is kind of like they're silencing all the bad press that they could put out if they were honest enough in their views. So that's one reason why you don't hear a lot of stories. You won't hear about the 14 governors that had national security letters put out on them. You won't hear a lot of stuff. You won't hear about the 800 Viper teams that Obama released on February the 22nd, which incidentally is Washington's birthday, and these Viper teams preceding being released on February the 22nd were active, and they killed two people that were staunch supporters of the Constitution, gun rights, and one of them was Matt Ratcliffe, and the other one was Brian Novesco, I believe that's his name. So they were killed. So the Viper teams are basically put out there to suppress the views and people that would want to go forward and that are high profile enough to influence the rest of the country and thought. So, and it's a real thing. It's nothing that's made up. Everything that Obama has done, as I said before, he's guilty of 70 violations for United States Code titles, including mismanagement, which is United States Code Title 5. Also, we mentioned treason, sedition, and seditious conspiracy. So all these things play into what he's trying to really do. And I see this as the bad guys are in control, but the good guys are watching. So it's going to be a point in time because of all the lawsuits with a lot of the birther issues and everything, and that's really not an issue anymore with the birther thing, but we know where he was born. He wasn't born in Hawaii. 19 days after the election came about, the president, Emilio Imaz Kibaki, and James Orengo, who's a member of the parliament, and also the ambassador from Kenya to the United States, Peter Orgego, said 19 days after the election on WRIF radio in Detroit, Michigan, they said that Obama was born in Kenya, and everybody in Kenya knows it. And it was further pointed out in the Sunday Standard newspaper as well as the Daily Kenyan newspaper. So there's nothing that's really hidden. And the thing about it, that Obama thinks that things are hidden, which shows that his false truth backward thinking even more. When he goes out of the country, he'll make speeches. And he somehow thinks that the word will not get back to the American press or the American public or certain individuals, which is totally out of line, because we always do. Because truth, basically, if it's anything else, truth is illuminating. Like it says in the Bible that you know, can't hide your lamp underneath the basket. It's going to shine through. So something to that effect. But these types of people, they always try to hide behind the curtain of adversity. And that means continued attacks against the truth, trying to elevate their false truth. So this has been going on, throughout history. In my book, I talk about a lot of things. First, it talks about the Muslim structure and the groups that some of the groups are involved with Obama to try to help him accomplish what he thinks he should have to do to try to destroy our nation. So there was one formula that I think that what he tries to do, like there's a formula for chemistry, there's a formula for in medicine to achieve positive things. But Obama, he's got a formula of his own. And in my book on chapter 13, the formula, and our formula is T plus R equals J. So when you have truth plus reality equals justice. But what he wants to do, he wants to take transform it into, and for those of you who understand, our example is Islamic at over our country. Also, the other portions in the book talks about links to other groups like the Bilderbergers and the Council of Foreign Relations. But we also have things that are standing with us that make a lot of sense. What we have, and we can never forget, chapter 21, the Sons of Liberty. It lists in that every son of liberty, what they contributed to, how they perform, and how long they live. So these people, as our veterans, are no longer with us, that they have given the supreme sacrifice for our country. And I hope that most people say a prayer for them on the 27th of this month, which is coming up. But they aren't with us anymore, but their spirit is, and that's the main thing. And we can never forget the sacrifices that they made for our country. Because if we do, then we're going to forget what is most important in the way of our principles and what we believe in, and the principles have to do with the Lord's view and what he thinks about everything. Because it's not a question of trying to be commended by ourselves, but it's who the Lord commends. That's the main thing. And I would encourage everybody, there's some things that are going to be coming up, Dr. Stan, and I would encourage everybody to try to seek the Lord, because that would be our anchor. the things that are coming up will probably happen within the next 18 to 24 months. When you're looking at Obamacare, this thing's going to be a train wreck. And there's certain sections in Obamacare that come to light. One of the sections is 2701, and that, I believe, is a willful felony, where if people do not get into this program and pay the money that he says they have to pay, then they can go to prison for 5 years and be fined $25,000. The other section is 2703. Now, 2703 is a willful misdemeanor where you have to pay 2.5% to opt out of this program. If you don't do that, then you can go to prison for 1 year and be fined $5,000. But beyond that, everybody spells Obamacare, O-B-A-M-A-C-A-R-E. I don't do that. I spell it the way that I know that it is, which is O-B-A-M-A-C-A-I-R. And the reason I say that is because in the Obamacare, the H.R. 3962, Obama has excluded every single Muslim. And the reason for it is Muslims cannot take part in a program that has to do with insurance, because that they look at that as a form of gambling. So these are some of the excuses, the lame things that are happening. Other lame things have to do.
I understand that the members of Congress are excluded as well. Is that true?
Some of them have said that they would go and be part of the Obamacare. Some have said that.
But aren't they? Don't they have the right to stay out of it if they want to?
Yes, they do.
And so basically what we've done is giving exclusions to the people in Congress who voted for this very legislation, have excluded themselves so they will not be forced to do it. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But there's also something else in here that is so – remember when we talked about Psalm 36, 1 through 4, about that they don't understand God, they lay on their beds trying to create evil? Well, here it comes. Section 2713 is part of Obamacare that talks about the sterilization of 15-year-old boys and girls that don't have to have their parents' consent. That's part of it. And I reside in Oregon. And when you look at the Oregon revised statutes, I looked into them. I looked at Section 436.205 and 436.335. And you can look this up on the internet and look at these revised statutes. These are statutes that support the sterilization of these children, but that also goes forward to women, grown women. Now, Obama in the future, I lessen the effect of abortions. He's probably going to try to turn the people away from that and go to the sterilization. And the reason why I'm saying this, there's always a backstory, like you said at the first of the show. Here's the backstory, that if he can do enough abortions, enough sterilizations, and rid, in his perspective of ridding part of the population of us, then we produce 1.2 children in our culture. But the Muslims put in 2.11 children. So if he can suppress the amount of people that are being born in our country and have the Muslim population overflowing, then can you see what it can do to the voting? And Obama himself, he's brought in Muslims into this country. In 2010, he brought in a lot of Muslims. He, under the United States Immigration and Migration Act of 1962, and also the Intercountry Adoption Act of 2000. He's brought them in and adopted under that act into our country. So he's also, that was in 2010. Now, what has he done this year to bring Muslims into the country? Well, what he's done, he's brought in 80,000 Muslims that he promised that they would have $100,000 a year in income to support them. And some of these people have ties to terrorists. And it's parts and parcel of what he wants to try to accomplish.
Well, are you saying that he's going to pay them? They're going to have a salary of $100,000 a year? How is he going to, how are these people going to support themselves?
That's what he proposed. That's what he's exactly proposed.
But does he actually do that?
He's going to try to push it through. Just like with the other ones I mentioned before in 2010, that cost the taxpayers $20.3 million to do what he did in 2010 with those two acts.
Well, I guess it's Chris Alexander. Again, the book is Two Truths, Two Justices. Once again, where can people get those books? How can they get to your website?
My website is under construction, but it will be www.usa, Unified Strength in America. And the subtitle for that would be Returning to God's Principle. But it's under construction now. But the books can be obtained at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, most of the bookstores in our country, BooksAMillion.com.
Hold the thought. Okay, Chris, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
So I was mentioning where you can get the books. There's two books. There's Truth to Political Answer, Dangerous Times Ahead. That was in paperback and hard copy. And Two Truths, Two Justices is available in the hard copy as well as paperback, but also on Kindle. So you can look at the book and see what is going on. It'll help you identify the Muslim structure. It'll help you identify the tie-ins that we have that are going along and trying to destroy our business community and who the actual corporations are. I have a chapter called Corporate Ties, Muslim Lies that shows the business side, the business culture, who's involved and how this thing perpetuates itself, and a few thoughts on why we, the conservative Christians, will win. Because we're going to win. I mean, don't forget that what we need to do is, you know, if we repent, the Lord will heal this land. And he also says that in 21:3, he says, no counsel, no knowledge, nothing can avail against the Lord. And in 21:30-31, he says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. So
no, those Psalms that you're putting out, Proverbs, what?
No, those are Proverbs, because okay. I have Proverbs in all of my books. I have Psalms and a lot of references to show that why people need to be anchored in the Lord for what is coming. It's about the message. We need to save our nation. We need to preserve Christianity. We need to repent as a nation is what we need to do. And if you don't, I would advise you, if you don't know the Lord, then I would say that you need to turn your heart towards him, because what's going to be happening is more than what in the future is going to be. You're going to need to have an anchor.
I certainly concur with that.
And also, I might add that the Lord did not give us the spirit of cowardice. Rather, he gave us the spirit of power through him, not our power, his power, love, and self-discipline. So what it means to be a Christian is to have that discipline about your faith and to be able to do something that you really need to do. You need to stand in the gap for your faith, your family, your friends, and others. Just like Nehemiah, when he had to get the wall rebuilt, he didn't know how he did it. How to do it. He didn't have the money to do it, so he got everybody to build a portion of the wall out in front of their own houses. So when everybody lined up...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Chris Alexander. His book, Two Truths, Two Justices. Chris, we're out of time. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm honored to have been on your show, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much. That's Two Truths, Two Justices, available at Amazon and Borders. It's an excellent book. Bye-bye.
Stay strong in the Lord.
Amen. Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And you can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters to get the various products we have, or if you're not in a position to help, We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we've been able to survive for over, well, we've been at this for 50 years, but we've been doing radio for well over 20 years, and we're still here, still able to bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, certainly we hope that you, if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you will. We think that the DVD on Operation Terror is very important. The DVD on Operation Terror goes into the background of what really happened on September 11th, 2001. And they've lied to you just like they're lying about the Boston Marathon. And suddenly, Jeff Bauman, the young man, we saw the pictures of him sitting in a chair with a left AK, left below the knee amputation, suddenly now is sitting in a chair with two above the knee amputations. How could that have happened? Well, they put a prosthesis on him with that piece of bone sticking out of the end of it. They even fell off. And we'll be talking about that in other programs. Other prosthesis they put on him fell off. The one that had the below knee amputation on it. And now, of course, what we're going to do. So anything King, and you believe certainly what you've been told. And quite frankly, we don't know what's happening. They're lying to us on television, and we can give you example after example after example where they've lied about what happened at the Boston Marathon bombing. How many people were killed? I don't know. Were a lot of people injured? I suspect they were. But of course, because they control the reality, they can make us believe whatever they want us to believe, and you need to get the book we carry called The New Media Monopoly. It's about how the media in America is controlled. And the media in America is tightly controlled by six major corporations. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, would take you into the background of the population control agenda. You can, of course, get our newsletter. If you'd like a sample copy, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know, about how they've killed off literally billions of people, you need to get my talk on Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Or Agenda 21, the covert plan. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they're poisoning our water with fluoride, which of course produces infertility and cancer, you need to get my talk. It's called Fluoridation, the Hidden Agenda. Fluoridation, the Hidden Agenda. You need to get the syllabus that goes with that. If you want to know, background of vaccines. It's Vaccine, the Specter Haunting America. You want to know how they killed Bobby Kennedy? We have a 4-CD set on that. You want to know how they killed Martin Luther King? We have a 4-CD set. And interviews with a lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring the truth out. If you want to know how they tried to kill all the people aboard the USS Liberty in 1960, he said, Cindy, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Let's get the DVDs. Certainly read our newsletters at radioliberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our
radio show. You're in the right place at the right time. It is the 8th of May. It is Wednesday, 2013, the year, oh my, traveling pretty fast. Well, the time of the year is, but, oh, the news is also the complex wag the dog news is just incredible. Things you would have never believed, would have ever been told by our media, or events that would have never been investigated by the media. Amazing how they go right along the company line without ever stepping outside and saying, wait a minute, this story doesn't make any sense. No, they can't do that. So that's our job here at the Power Hour to ask the questions for you. It looks like a major terrorist event was, caught before it happened. We'll talk about that a little bit later. You may have heard about it already.